We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I would be Ray Dunaway. He would be Brian Shackman. And you want to introduce our guest here?
Well, you know, at 6 a.m. tomorrow, we might have a strike at 26 nursing home facilities in the state of Connecticut. And it's obviously a story that's getting bigger by the day. There seems to be some optimism that a deal could be done. And obviously, someone who's been involved at various levels of this is Governor Ned Lamont. We want to talk about this, and we want to talk about some COVID updates. Good morning, Governor. And also, it was great to see you have a little fun at the over the yard goats the other night. It was a fun opener, right?
Hey, Ray, hey, Brian. It was great. It was like we're getting back to normal. The fans were pumped up. The yard goats won. You could get vaccinated while you were there. Not bad.
Can't lose.
Not and bad.
I heard you were bringing it.
Well, you know,
it was good luck.
Yeah.
They won when I was there. The next day, Matt Ritter came and they lost.
See? Yeah, there you go.
There you go. But in all seriousness, we have, you know, some serious matters to address. Do you have any updates this morning on the situation and whether there's any scheduled talks for today between SEIU 1199 and these institutions?
You've asked the right question, Brian. We need the 1199 that represents represents the nurses to sit down with the nursing home operators. The state of Connecticut, which funds the majority of the nursing home finances, they put the biggest offer in the history of the state on there, really trying to make the money go frontline to the nurses who deserve it. Now it's time for the union and the nursing home operators to make a deal and avert a strike.
I guess the question is this, and let's talk about the two parties that are involved here. I think it's absolutely fair to say that these folks who do a very important job are not getting really what they probably are worth. Number two, though, what about the nursing homes? I mean, yeah, they're footing the bill in a sense, but a lot of it's Medicaid, so it's basically up to the state, isn't it?
I put it a little bit differently. We've got 9% increase over 2 years for the nurses. You're right. They deserve it. We've got combat pay for the nurses up front. You're right. They deserve it. We're making a contribution to their pension fund, $20 million. You're right, because they deserve it. We're giving a 10% increase to the nursing home operators for the next 9 months. See if they can bring, they have a high vacancy rate, and that's why they're losing money.
Right.
Or fundamentally, the model is going to have to change over time.
Right. You know, listen, this is supposed to be professional, but some of the charge language, it makes me a little uncomfortable reading it, but I'm going to read this to you out of the Hartford Current because it feels like it's strong language, and I want your reaction to it. Quote, Governor Lamont should be ashamed of the way he has treated the healthcare workers. This is a certified nursing assistant in Colchester during a press call. Most of us are black and brown, and there are a few poor white workers. We are enslaved, end quote. How do you react to that kind of language, Governor?
I want to do better for the nurses. I understand the frustration. We gave well over $200 million to the nursing homes last year. They were showing up every day in the middle of the COVID. A lot of other people weren't. But unfortunately, a lot of that money didn't get to the frontline nurses. I'm going to change that this time.
Where'd the money go?
Phil, broader operating expenses, the nursing homes themselves. They got to pay a lot of, they have a lot of debt, Ray, and it's like having a big mortgage. They got to pay the mortgage. Not enough went to the frontline workers, I believe.
So now, before we move on to COVID, so you, as far as you know, there's no scheduled meeting today?
Not that I know of at this point, but we are pushing. Paul Mounds and Melissa McCall are pushing hard to have the operators and the union sit down. Time to sit down.
The impression I'm getting, Governor, is from some of the things that I'm reading, is that it seems to me there's more to it than money. What are some of the other issues that might be in there that are causing a sticking point?
I think the money is a big part of it, to tell you the
truth.
Okay,
they say
right?
It's but, not, but okay.
But, I, you know, I'd say it's respect. I think it's showing the frontline nurses how much we care about them, respect what they're doing. And I'm just nervous as heck about the residents of the nurses'
office.
Oh,
God. Right?
Look at the hell they've gone through for the last 12 months. Finally, for the first time, we got everybody vaccinated, no fatalities, getting back to a new normal, and now this.
Yeah, it's tough. Let's talk about COVID now for a sec, since you sort of let up a segue there. We're talking with Governor Ned Lamont, of course, here on the morning show with Ray and Brian. Yeah, the lowest case number yesterday since October 14th, I believe. Do you cite this 100% to the vaccination rate in this state?
I think I cited 83% to the highest vaccination rate in the country. And 17%, I'm making those up, to seasonality. You know, our infection rate went way down last summer as well when people were outside. And so I leave a little margin there to make sure we're careful. We keep an eye on what happens in the fall.
Governor, do you speak, I mean, I know at the outset, you were talking a lot to a lot of our neighbors, so to speak, Gina Raimondo, of course, Charlie Baker up in Massachusetts, Andrew Cuomo. You still talking to those people?
Yeah, I talked to Gina yesterday, but of course she's Secretary of Commerce
now. Yeah, she's in the big room now.
I haven't talked quite as much to Governor Cuomo. He's been pretty busy. And I do talk to Charlie with some frequency, just because we're so aligned as we work through COVID together.
You know, it's interesting. I wonder what you have to say about, you know, there's some prevailing sentiment from those who haven't been vaccinated that say that, you know, everybody else has, so I don't have to. What do you say to those folks?
I say that's exactly the wrong attitude. Vaccination is about you keeping yourself safe, but also keeping other people safe. And we have a lot of kids who aren't even eligible to be vaccinated at this point, although we just added 12 to 15-year-olds today. So it's really important. We're at over 90% for the people over 65. If I can get that for the rest of the population, we're done. We can declare victory. But if there are people who hold out, say it's not my responsibility, we could have a flare-up in the fall.
Well, a couple of things that I did notice. I spent some time over at UConn Health yesterday. And first of all, I think you're at the point there, just said kind of like walk-in vaccinations. So I guess apparently some of those, the waiting period, may be not as bad as it may have been at the outset.
Waiting period? There's no waiting at all. Walk right up.
That's what
no
I mean.
Appointment, no questions asked, free of charge. Uber and Lyft will give you a free lift to your vaccination site. We're trying to do everything we can to make it easy.
Although, you know, I will say that, you know, with the kids getting in the loop, it's what, like 170,000. I got my kids going into UConn Health next Wednesday. I have a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old. But then I tried to see if I could get a CVS closer, and the CVS in my town's fully booked.
All right.
So I think the bigger sites are where you need to go if you want to go. And there is some hesitance with parents, too, Governor. And, you know, we had a family sit down and we made a decision. But,
good.
I mean, how do you assuage those fears before we say goodbye for the morning?
Well, Brian, I say that's a little bit of good news. I'm sorry you couldn't get an immediate appointment, but it does mean that people are getting vaccinated.
Right.
Maybe that's the younger age group has opened up. We've gone from doing 200,000 vaccinations a week to about 50,000. So we have a lot of capacity.
All right. When's your next pitching start, by the way? Okay. Governor, I want to thank you. We're going to come up in the rotation. Okay. I'm going to take thank you very much for being on. Let's talk again, please.
See you guys. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.